Medicaid recipients can already get mental health treatment under current law. The measure added to the budget speaks more to who can provide the treatment and where. Mark Herstand is the director of the Wisconsin chapter of the National Association of Social Workers.
It would allow licensed mental health professionals to take their practice into underserved urban and rural areas of the state.
The plan gets rid of a requirement in current law that mental health treatment for Medicaid patients has to take place at an outpatient clinic. It also strips a requirement that doctors have to first prescribe psychotherapy or alcohol and drug abuse treatment for it to be reimbursed by Medicaid. Herstand says this could potentially let mental health workers set up storefronts in multiple locations that are only open a few days a week so that more people have access to care. The budget would set aside around $800,000 to cover the extra caseload expected for social workers, family therapists, counselors, and psychologists. Herstand says that's money well spent at a time when the economy is causing an upswing in mental health cases.
There's issues of child abuse, of domestic violence, and whenever you have a rise in unemployment, you have a rise in the need for mental health services. There's also all the vets that are coming back that need mental health services.
Well, this plan was added to the budget late and without any public hearing. It does not appear to be controversial. The lobbying arm for the health insurance industry says it's not concerned with the plan, and neither is the State Department of Health Services. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.